This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is 8:15, and we're talking with Dr. John Beck, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital, about puppies and how do you make sure you get along with other pets. If you got a new dog, how do you train it? Because there is a new puppy in my life, Teddy, after I lost Betsy the Boxer 3 years ago. It took me a long time to get ready for another one, and it turned out to be a rescue that, and I told the story just now that coincidentally, I had decided to get a dog, and with my schedule, it's hard to housebreak, and I was going to ask my grown child to do it, but up there, they had decided to already adopt a dog for me and was doing it, so it just makes it seem like it was meant to be. How you doing, Dr. Beck?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm all right. I got Teddy sticks here because I got $100 of chewable toys, and all the dog wants to do is pick up sticks. Let's talk about puppies, and before we get to once they're in the house, let's talk about picking the right dog for the right person. Because I mentioned earlier, I saw a Cane Corso in Petco the other day. These dogs can be just when you look at one of these things, it looks like a superhero animation or cartoon, doesn't it? Of a dog, really?
They do. They are very strong dogs.
A dog that's been in the gym. This dog's been bench pressing and doing some squats and deadlifts. I don't know how they get their little paws around the bar, but they manage to do it. But seriously, how do you pick the right dog for the right family for the right person?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it has to do with how active your lifestyle is. You know, obviously a Cane Corso is a very strong, big dog, and so, you know, you need to have a strong owner because they can be a little bit more difficult to train unless you're aware of the breed. So, you know, if you want a dog that can go running with you, that sort of thing, you know, maybe look for a medium to large size dog, maybe not something like a Pomeranian or a bulldog. Bulldogs typically, you know, those sort of breeds do better with a more calmer lifestyle just because, you know, obviously in Louisiana we have our heat, so we need to be cognizant of their respiratory, you know, tract. Active dog, active lifestyle, you know, typically fits well. How old is Teddy?
Teddy is about 3 months. Well, no, October something was his birthday.
Okay. So, and what kind of dog is he?
I have no earthly idea. He's got some Labrador in him, I'm guessing. He's more really, what's the name of this company? Tractor Supply Trash, because that's where they adopted him from. No, I'm just kidding. He's not. But sometimes rescues sometimes can be genetically the best dogs you can get, right?
Yes, I totally agree. So absolutely. And a lot of them will have some of the best personalities. So it's okay if we don't know what Teddy is. But, you know, if you think he has a little bit of lab in him, I would say he's going to be active. Mm-hmm. But keeping his little brain thinking is going to be important as a puppy, you know, getting some of those interactive toys. I love Kongs. because they're nice and soft, but you know, you can put treats in there and freeze them, and it kind of gives you a little bit more time if they're frozen, and it feels nice in their gums too. Yeah. So that can be something good.
I'm sorry, I've been wearing him out, and we're getting ready to take a long walk in a minute here that he better get ready for. But when it comes to the preparation of getting a dog, because a lot of people, you know, they, you know, they'll see them on TV or something, and they'll see the dog show, and they decide they want this or they want that. But I don't think they realize the commitment that they're getting into. So let's talk about, if you could bring a puppy into the house when we come back, what kind of time commitment do you have to plan on spending, or when it comes to rescuing a dog, about age appropriateness? Because you don't want to have a puppy and expect that puppy to lay down and not play, because that's not what puppies do. We'll also talk about integrating the dog with other dogs. One thing, Doc, real quick before we go to the break, when it comes to a big dog like a Cane Corso, because I saw another one of these dogs years ago in one of these pet stores, and the guy that had this dog weighed about 100 pounds and was not in control of the dog at all. And I worried about the people in the store, and I worried about this guy when he got home. Are dogs aware of the physical size of the owner, or the alpha tendencies, or the strength of the owner, anything like that?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say no. I think a lot of it has you know, comes down to what sort of training do they do with them. You know, if you have, you do the training, you do the obedience, spend the time with them, you don't need to be a big, big person to be able to handle a big dog. You know, as long as you have good basics down, you know, in those situations with, you know, control, they know their commands, that sort of thing.
We'll talk about that as well when we return. Dr. Jean Beck, our guest veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital, talking about getting a new puppy in the house since I have Teddy now with me. 821 traffic, WWL. WWL, talking to Dr. Jean Beck, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital. It's Tommy and Teddy in the morning on WWL. You want to say hi? Say hi. Go ahead. Go ahead. You sniffing a microphone before? Go ahead. There you go. Dr. Beck, let's talk about house training a dog, because that can be very frustrating. Teddy woke me up this morning barking, had to go outside, let him out. And then he saw a possum that was bigger than him, and he went after it. But I said, easy, buddy, easy. Hang on a second. A dog's got to know its limits. Let's talk about crate training and house training and the best way to go about that.
Yeah, so I think it's very important. I mean, I think crate training is great for new puppies. It kind of gives them a little safe place, you know, to be. I do think it's very important to make it a positive experience. So we never want to put them in there when, you know, as punishment. It's always going to be a good reward. Getting them used to it. You can try feeding them in there, giving them lots of treats when they're in there, and just having them in there for short periods in the beginning so they can kind of get acclimated to it. And it's not, they don't, you know, associate it with, oh, every time I go in here, I get left, you know. Mm-hmm. So just try and make it as positive as possible. And then as far as housebreaking goes, that kind of comes down to consistency. So kind of getting them on a good schedule. You know, if you have them out loose with you, I'd say every 30 minutes, you want to be taking them outside, you know, showing them the grass. First thing in the morning, you know, sometimes if they're tiny, you want to carry them outside so they can get there quickly. But it sounds like Teddy's doing pretty well if he's already alerting you that he needs to go out. You know, that's a good thing.
He is. And one thing I found when it comes to house training, it's all about consistency, even if you have to set a clock to remind yourself to bring
exactly.
the dog out. And also, I think it's important, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, to bring them in as soon as they finish and praise them. And actually now, I can do it with a gesture with Teddy, and Betsy the Boxer was the same way, where they know it's time to go out in the yard, and you can use whatever word you want. I won't use the word here on the radio, but and they know it's time to do their business, and they do. And,
exactly.
And you go TT and point out to go TT, not now, Teddy. I'm talking on the radio, but when you and I'll point out to the yard, and he'll go out and do it, and Betsy did it as well. Are there some breeds that are more amenable to house training than others?
I would say I find that some smaller breeds take a little bit longer just to kind of catch on to that. And, you know, I think it is important that if you want them to potty outside to avoid pee pads, maybe, because some of them will get very used to using those pee pads inside. And so, you know, if you have a big dog, obviously you don't want to be cleaning up pee pads forever. So let's just try getting them used to going outdoors as much as possible.
And the other question I have is somebody texted this in, when it comes to time commitment, because they're thinking about getting a dog for the kids and they're wondering about with the wife and them working, or I guess it's significant, or whoever it is working, what kind of time commitment they're looking at with a puppy or adopting an older dog difference?
Yeah, so puppies obviously take a lot more time, a lot more training involved, housebreaking. You know, with young kids, we need to make sure that they're not chewing on kids' toys, that sort of thing that could get them in trouble. So, you know, if you have a very active family, you know, there's plenty of adult rescue dogs out there that are looking for a new home. So that may be a better fit, you know, so maybe a 2 to 3 year old dog versus, you know, a 10 to 12 week old puppy that needs a lot of time commitment.
And it's not really fair to think that the puppy's going to react on your time schedule, right?
I mean, yeah, they need a lot of time, commitment to, you know, learn the basics, learn how to behave and how you want them to act and get adjusted.
Son of a gun was barking all morning long. I didn't know what he wanted. He wanted me to go lie on the bed with him and take a nap. Teddy, somebody around here has got to work, buddy, and that's me. So, Doctor, thank you. Pleasure talking to you as always. I hope we help people understand a little bit about the commitment involved in getting a dog and a puppy. And you're talking about what, 8, 10 years maybe?
At least, yeah. It's a big commitment. I would say average, you know, expect, you know, some even 10 to 15.
So don't do it lightly.
Exactly. Think about it before you make that jump.
Thank you, Dr. Jean Beck. Dr. Jean Beck, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital. Say bye, Teddy. He's saying bye. We'll be back in a flash traffic now, news on WWL.